caused a national baby formula shortage.
Don't miss free summer concerts at the Library of Congress. I'm Jason Fraley.
The Dow Jones and S&P are down. NASDAQ is up.
WTOP at 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Congress questions the FDA commissioner as parents of infants struggle to find formula.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf is the first administration official to testify before Congress on the nationwide baby formula crisis.
This week, we've set up a mechanism that streamlines the ability for companies that do not normally sell infant formula in this country to do so, and provides other flexibilities to domestic distributors who can help increase availability.
Califf says the FDA is working with Abbott Nutrition to reopen its plant in Sturgis, Michigan, which is the largest maker of baby formula in the country. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, now to Buffalo. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on the supermarket shooting suspect's appearance in court today.
Walked in very slowly. There were about five or six people accompanying him. He has three attorneys. As Peyton Gendron was leaving, someone yelled out, "You're a coward."
A grand jury has returned an indictment. 10 black people were killed in the attack police have labeled a racist hate crime. With the leaders of Finland and Sweden by his side, President Biden pledged to support the two countries as they seek NATO membership.
They meet every NATO requirement and then some. And having two new NATO members in the high north will enhance the security of our alliance and deepen our security cooperation across the board.
Right now, the Senate is voting to send a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill to the president. A Massachusetts man is said to be in good condition with the first case of monkeypox in this country this year. WBZ-TV's Christina Rex says officials are checking to see if it's linked to a small outbreak in Europe.
Health experts are starting to notice a new trend in parts of Europe and now here at home. Monkeypox cases in people who have not traveled to parts of the world where this virus is prevalent. They say in this patient's particular case, the primary risk factor was sex between men.
The Census Bureau says 1 in 20 residents in Arkansas and Tennessee were missed in the 2020 census, and four other states had what are called significant undercounts that could cost them federal money. A day after the worst session on Wall Street in 2 years, stocks are mostly lower today. Investment strategist Matt Orton.
As long as we don't get any more negative news, I think the market is oversold enough that we see a bounce.
Not a bounce yet. Right now the Dow is down about 280 points. Chariots of Fire is one of Hollywood's best-known film scores. There's word the composer, Vangelis, has died in Greece at 79. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
103 on WTOP on this Thursday afternoon, the 19th of May. Sunny and 75 now. We're heading into the 80s. Good afternoon. Nice to have you along. I'm Mark Lois.
And I'm Gigi Barnett. The top local stories we're following this hour. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says he wants to restore excellence in education to the state. And today he shared details on his plan.
Youngkin's plan includes revising standards of accreditation for schools, supporting magnet and charter schools, and updating history content standards.
We will teach all of our history, the good and the bad.
Also, to protect freedom of speech.
We will provide training on facilitating these tough discussions and these uncomfortable topics with civility, with grace, and without judgment.
In saying there will be historic investments in education,
we will give teachers meaningful raises.
Youngkin also points out, however, the General Assembly has not yet passed a budget. Christy King, WTOP News.
Some major changes happening at Reagan National Airport that could be confusing for some passengers. Because of recent expansions there, all of the terminals and gates will soon look different.
Please contact your air carrier.
No airlines,
or gates will be moving. It's just a sign enhancement.
Right now, Reagan National is divided into Terminal A and Terminal BC. But that's about to change. Starting early next month, it will instead become Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Airport staff will be on the lookout for passengers that need assistance.
Crystal Nosell is with the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, which oversees Reagan National. She says another big change will include gate numbers getting a letter before them. For example, gates 1 through 9 will become gates A1 through A9. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It could soon cost more to drive on one major commuter route in Northern Virginia.
Here on the Dulles Toll Road today, it costs $3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. It could go up to $6 in January. The Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is considering the proposal. The first toll increase since 2019 would help pay for construction of Metro's Silver Line, in addition to maintaining the toll road. And the plan is for toll increases of $1.25 every 5 years. The proposal will be voted on in November. On the Dulles Toll Road, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Uh-oh, the region's blue crab population is at a record low. That's according to this year's Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey. It estimates the total crab abundance in the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries is at 227 million. That is the lowest in the survey's 33-year history. Allison Colden is Maryland senior fisheries scientist for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. She says the target number of adult female crabs alone should be around 200 million.
So while this year's number of 97 million females is above our red flag zone of 72.5 million, it's still far below the population that we'd like to see as our target.
Foundation says there needs to be a greater effort to protect the adult female population to ensure that the numbers improve.
Coming up after traffic and weather, tough questions today for the FDA commissioner over the national shortage of baby formula. We'll get more from CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland just ahead. It's 107.
Fox Business Prime, a new season of shows featuring How America Works with Mike Rowe.
Their stories are worth telling, and I'm happy to tell them.
My Dream Car.
This car symbolized freedom. It symbolized success.
American Built.
America had the persistence to get these iconic projects done.
And Mansion Global.
Every home is so different. You can see the time, the effort, and the love.
Fox Business Prime, Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Fox Business.
Government IT systems are aging. Decades-old software can't keep up with the growing demand for online services, and the effort to keep them running leaves little time for innovation. Hi, I'm Clara Conti, General Manager of Red Hat Public Sector, the world's leading provider of open-source solutions. Red Hat has years of experience helping agencies like yours modernize their systems. Let's talk about moving the mission forward by using automation to free up time and